You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Glad you started with that song, Jimmy. That was the first thing I was going to bring up. Miami Marlins. We did not plan that. Jimmy kind of sets the tone for how the show's going to go. I'm a little pissed here. Had a couple of overs on this Fever game. I got to tell you, this whoever's coaching this, Caitlin Clark, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Run more pin downs. Get her open.
Get her open. How about you get her in the game? She had her sitting on the bench for more than she was playing today.
Crazy.
She ends with 10 points, and she's 2 of 5 from 3. Now, I needed 16 points, and I needed 3 made threes. So she didn't cash either leg of that parlay. I don't know why they were playing at noon, by the way.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you, like, what's going on here?
That is a way to engender support for that league. Because, you know, what happens when it's up against other games or shows that I'm interested in, it falls down, you know, on the level.
Right.
And I don't know why they were playing a noon game. It was noon game. It was on NBA TV. So I put money on and I watched the whole game.
There's a couple nooners
I know,
today, huh? A couple.
I know. And it's Caitlin Clark. I mean, she gets open. No one passes her the ball. She goes out of her way to throw dimes. She doesn't get any of it in return. The coach, they got her shadow banned. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, they shadow banned Caitlin Clark.
Didn't see this coming.
They sure did.
Unbelievable. You're down 15 points in the fourth quarter. You cut it to 5. Hey, maybe have Caitlin Clark in the game. Oh, I don't know. Maybe have Caitlin Clark in the game. Let her jack up a couple threes. Infuriating. Now I'm in a bad mood. Marlins had me in a good mood. Now I'm in a bad mood.
I do believe, by the way, Hawk, Caitlin Clark was returning from another injury.
She was.
Today.
She was out the last 2 weeks.
There
was no talk of minutes limit, and she looked fine out there.
Oh,
so you can dispose of that talk right away.
All of a sudden, you're the Tim Legler of the WNBA. My apologies. I didn't realize that.
Absolutely crazy. Got her sitting on the bench. They need threes. And she's wide open. Nobody looks at her. Be nice if some of her teammates played defense as well. Unbelievable. And take it back. Don't put these games on at noon anymore. Ruins your whole day.
Golden State Valkyries.
Yeah. Huh.
That's got to be a new team.
It is.
They are a new team.
Yeah.
Man.
That's a tough team name, right? What's a Valkyrie?
Remember that movie, Valkyrie? Isn't it like a female?
I remember the TV show, like Valkyries, or maybe it was a movie, but I don't know what that. I still don't know what it means.
A vampire or something? No, I'm not joking.
The vampires? Why aren't they?
In Norse mythology, a Valkyrie is a female figure often depicted as a warrior who chooses which warriors die in battle and which live.
All right.
Yeah, it's like you know those. It'd be perfect at Funky Buddha when they do that. What's the game?
Dungeons Magic. And Dragons.
No,
Magic the Dragon Slayer.
Yeah, Magic the Dragon Slayer. No, what's it called?
I wasn't joking. I thought it was called Magic the Dragon
no,
Slayer.
No, it's like World of Magic or
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Magic the Gathering. Magic the Dragon Slayer.
Jimmy's got to be our resident nerd. Like, Jimmy's a proud nerd. Like, you like.
I don't think he is. He's a sport. He's the biggest sports fan on the show. I don't think he plays these games. Do you play those games?
I do not play those games.
Yeah. He just pays more attention to the show than you do.
That's a good point.
Which is crazy.
But, Jimmy, you go to, we know this is well documented. You go to Orlando. You're in a Airbnb with like 30 people. And you don't go to the parks. So, I mean, you guys have to be doing something. I imagine you're just all playing Magic the Dragon Slayer or whatever it's called. Like, what do you do then when you go to Orlando? I don't understand.
No, we had music. Having a good time.
Huh.
Okay.
It was like a record listening party?
For 4 days, Hawk?
Yeah.
For 4 days?
Did you listen to the new Kanye? Unbelievable. I just can't get over how Caitlin Clark's not on the face of the video game. It's Angel Reese.
Stop.
That's ridiculous. It's patently ridiculous. I got to tell you, I'm not stopping at noon on a Wednesday to watch an Angel Reese game.
Stop.
Just ridiculous. She's out there. She's busting her ass. How about you find an open Caitlin Clark once in a while? Be like if Golden State shadow banned Steph Curry. The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
The Sky play tonight, by the way. 2K cover athlete, 8
Not
p.m.
interested.
Against the Dallas Wings.
Not interested. So, Marlins are the hottest team in baseball. The hottest team in baseball. 11 road wins in a row. They're making baseball in July fun for Fish fans. And we did not think July would bring much fun as Marlins fans. But the Miami Marlins are doing it. See if they can keep it going. Crowder's in Houston. He will attempt to join us today. Said right now he's running about an hour late, maybe an hour and a half late. So he's going to attempt to join us for the latter portion of today's program. Today, speaking of the Marlins, by the way, we do have another four-pack of Marlins tickets to give away. Marlins Royals on July 20th. Giving away a four-pack for those every day this week. So keep listening. We'll give away a four-pack today. Today is also National Sugar Cookie Day. Jimmy, you strike me as a sugar cookie fan.
They are delicious.
Yeah. I mean, most people like sugar cookies. Some people tolerate them. Some people love them. Mm-hmm. I like a gooey, buttery sugar cookie.
Really?
But it pales, in my opinion, in comparison to a chocolate chip cookie. There's no better cookie than a chocolate chip cookie. But then I could be persuaded sugar cookie being number two on the list.
Wow. That's a take, man. That's a big time take because you're putting it over white chip macadamia nut.
Yeah. The macadamia nut has no business being in that cookie. It's all about the white chocolate chip makes it delicious. It's the same thing with the oatmeal raisin. You want to put the oatmeal in the cookie, knock yourself out, adds a nice little texture and flavor. Nobody wants raisins in their cookie. No one.
It's not a bad point by you. I don't agree with the white chip macadamia nut cookie because I think the macadamia nut gives it the flavor of macadamia nut because if not, it's just a chocolate chip cookie. White chocolate chip,
which tastes completely different than chocolate chip.
It doesn't. That's ridiculous. That's just
wow.
In your mind.
You've never had a white chocolate chip that. No, honestly, you think white chocolate tastes the same as milk chocolate?
White chocolate, milk chocolate, the exact same thing. There's no difference. It's just food coloring. They don't put the black powder in the white one.
Are you crazy? And so I'm guessing you think dark chocolate tastes the same as milk chocolate. More powder.
No, that's ridiculous.
You think white? You've obviously never had white chocolate. It has never been more apparent.
White chocolate.
You either have never had white chocolate or you don't have taste buds. There's literally, those are the only two options.
I don't think
there's
way
you can ever have tasted white chocolate and said to yourself, this tastes like chocolate, milk chocolate.
I'm saying it right now. And by the way, white chip macadamia nut happens to be my favorite cookie. So I'm pretty well versed in white chocolate and white chip.
Well, no, you're not cookies. because they're two separate things. And secondly, if it's your favorite cookie, you would call it white chocolate chip macadamia nut. It's not called white chip macadamia nut, which you've called it 17 times. It's not macadamia nuts with white chips. It's macadamia nuts with white chocolate chips.
Ah, what do you know? What do you know? White chip macadamia nut.
Almost want to kick you off the show today because it's a ridiculous start by you. Completely ridiculous start. You don't know what a Valkyrie is.
Okay.
You have no idea that Golden State's new in the WNBA.
Nah, that's not true.
You have no idea that white chocolate and milk chocolate and dark chocolate are three separate flavors.
To you.
My God.
No, it's a fact.
And you know what else? Filet is the same as cube steak. It's all meat.
Now you're just being ridiculous. Hawk, white chocolate and milk chocolate, it's the same. They just look different. It's totally the same.
All right. I'm not even going to have this conversation with you because it's really dumb.
Okay.
Let's get headlines. So here's what we have today on the show. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the WFAN studios in New York. Chris Whittingham is going to join us. There's an Inter-Miami game tonight. Another one on Saturday. What's going on with this? Hey, doesn't PSG play today?
Yeah, 3 p.m. PSG, Real Madrid. This is really the final. Chelsea won yesterday, but everybody's going to take whoever wins this game to win the final.
Are we betting this? I mean, I got to win my money back on this fever parlay.
Ah, man. The problem is I think PSG is going to win. I think they're the best team. I don't think Real Madrid's going to win. They missed their flight yesterday. They couldn't get to New Jersey.
So it sounds like we have an edge on here.
Do we? Because PSG's probably, a heavy favorite.
Plus 115.
PSG's plus 115? And what's Real Madrid?
Plus 220.
Huh. All right, let's do it. Plus 115.
All right. No one seems to think this is going to be the runaway that you do. I'm just giving you a little fair warning here because you've come out of the box today with some zingers here. But, I mean, plus 115 does not sound like a large favorite to me.
You're right. I'm very surprised. Let me double check to see if...
maybe I should check with Whittingham. something's not adding up.
Something's not.
Down to plus 110. Action's coming in.
Well, here's the thing, though, Hawk. I mean, PSG, champions of Europe. Like, they literally just won the hardest trophy to win in club soccer. They just won it in the Champions League. And not only did they win it, they cruised to victory against Inter Milan in the final. And their road to the final was very tough. Also, they haven't really been pushed in this Club World Cup. So, why wouldn't PSG be a heavy favorite? Real Madrid, awesome team, great team. But I think PSG is better.
Jimmy, what do you think?
Real Madrid's going to win.
Wow. And Jimmy's been on the money today, and you have not. You've come out of the box faltering. You're like a horse that came out of the gate and pulled up lame.
What has Jimmy been on the money with today? He didn't know what a Valkyrie was either.
Nailed it. He nailed everything. He nailed the start of the show with the music. He nailed the white chocolate, milk chocolate. Brian Bishop texting me peanut butter cookie. I don't like a peanut butter cookie.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm with you.
The only time I like peanut butter outside of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is in a Reese's peanut butter cup or Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
But that's really just sugar peanut butter. It's not real peanut butter.
I feel like the peanut butter cookie is a waste of peanut butter. Don't put it in a cookie. Put it with chocolate. Mix it with chocolate somehow. Really, the chocolate carries.
I just don't need peanut butter flavor in my cookies. Cookies are good enough without peanut butter flavor. Mm-hmm. it becomes an overpowering flavor, in my opinion. It's one of the reasons I don't like the macadamia nut cookies.
You said the white chip ones. You said that you like your sugar cookies gooey.
Yeah, I like any cookie soft and gooey. Okay. I don't like these crispy cookies.
No joke, my favorite type of sugar cookie, maybe you'll think this is crazy, is like a little hard, like crunchy. I like sugar.
Well, a lot of people like that. That's like the traditional sugar cookie that has the crystallized sugar on the top and whatever.
Publix, like, Publix does it right. The crystallized sugar and sprinkles on top. Yeah. Oh, so
give
good,
me give me the crumble style cookies, ones that are like 75% cooked.
Yeah.
Well, now I gotta think twice about this PSG bet.
Nah, I think PSG is going to win this game, man. I really do. By the way, Jimmy, go ahead, reveal to Hawk why you're picking Real Madrid. There's no rationale behind this other than, Jimmy?
They're better than PSG.
Okay. No, boom. He's a huge...
There you go. That seems to be a fair analysis. They're better.
He's a huge Real Madrid fan. A huge Real Madrid fan.
Well...
I am, but that's not the reason, because they're just better
impartial.
Than PSG.
I'm impartial here. I'm not a PSG fan. Not a Real Madrid fan.
Are you like putting your money on PSG?
I'm putting my money on PSG.
All right.
By the way, I'm rooting for Real Madrid. Federico Valverde, Uruguayan, starts for Madrid. So I'm rooting for him to win this tournament. But I don't think they're going to win.
All right. I'm going to text Witty.
Okay. That's probably a good idea. Let me know what he says before I put this bet in.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
We didn't go over this, but the Marlins will be represented by Kyle Stowers at the All-Star game.
Yep.
Or as we're calling it now, All Stowers.
Oh, All Stowers.
Mm-hmm. Kyle All Stowers. I think Agustin Ramirez will end up being my favorite Miami Marlins player
of all time
since maybe Dontrell Willis.
Wow.
It's like Dontrell, Alfredo Amezaga, and now Augustin Ramirez in that order. Okay.
No Reggie Abercrombie.
Jorge Cantu, a close fourth.
Oh, loved Jorge Cantu.
I was watching a video the other day, like the 2008 Marlins team, my favorite baseball team of all time. Even though they didn't win, they underachieved, if anything. But that infield, Hawk, I don't know if like this fascinates you as much as I do, but looking at those highlights, Cantu at first, Ugla with just a massive wad in his mouth, and Hanley at second and third. Mike Jacobs at first, I think, a little bit. Like that team was just stacked, bro. Stacked.
Give me 97 Marlins all day.
That's your squad?
Give me the Orestes Destrada Marlins.
Wow.
What year was that, Jimmy?
93.
Yeah, give me a little O.
Give me some Pat Rapp.
Pat Rapp. I mean, a little Charlie Huff. Come on. What are we even doing here?
So, Hawk, I know we hitched our wagon to Matt Mervis. That doesn't really seem to be going our way, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
Well, he's no longer in the big leagues. I don't know if
I understand.
Yeah.
But if he was, they'd be dominating the National League.
Oh, that's fine, but why don't we choose somebody who's dominating the National League right now?
Matt Mervis. I chose Matt Mervis before the season. He dominated the National League. They sent him down anyway. Now he's shadow banned.
Okay. Well, I'm with you on the Matt Mervis love. I'm a Mervis militia lifer. And look, I'm the guy that wants to buy Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp merch. I do. However, bro, we have a chance here to jump on the Gus bus. While it's still relatively empty, most people really aren't paying attention to the Marlins just yet. They're not. There's seven games out of the wild card.
You can't do that. You got to pick a side. I mean, we're front runners now.
Well, I mean, there's seven games back of wild card. Like, it's not exactly front runners.
They're the hottest team in baseball. So now you want to jump on board with Gus Ramirez, Augustin Ramirez.
I do. Yeah, I want to jump on the Gus bus. I really do. I think he's going to
be. You can jump on. I'm on the Mervis militia.
Okay. All right. So what is that exactly? What if I'm on the bus, then what are you?
I'm on the Mervis militia.
Yeah. Well, is that the little side wagon?
No, it's a militia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what a militia is?
Yeah. Well, I coined the term. I think I know what it means.
Well, you didn't coin the term militia.
Are you interested in joining the?
No.
Keyshot clergy. For Keyshawn Johnson. Because, oh my God. And I know Tobin, you know, today he's doing the whole Keyshawn Johnson bit. I've been on Keyshawn Johnson, you know, since last year.
No, since last year. What are you talking about?
Keyshawn Johnson?
You've never mentioned his name before.
Get out of here, man. Everybody knows it. I've been a KJ lifer, and I coined the Keyshawn clergy, and then Tobin texts me, I'm the effing Pope. Of the Keyshawn clergy. So I got to jump in front of these before this Tobin who just steals everything. Right. Marlins are no joke. They're raking right now. 12-2. They beat the Reds. They'll play again tonight. And then they'll play against the Reds tomorrow at 5:10 PM. Tonight is at 7:10 PM. That is your first pitch. Who's pitching tonight? You know? Sandy.
Oh, it's Sandy tonight.
Yeah. Sandy Alcantara. So do you really have no idea why there were WNBA games today? Is today a
holiday? No idea. No. I don't know why. Let me ask Grock.
You see all these studies about how people who rely on ChatGPT are basically turning into, you know, words that only Chris Broussard can use on the radio. they're doing
Grock last night. You didn't see what happened with Grock last night.
If we're talking about the same thing, we're just full on fascist because
The same thing. These are different AI programs you're talking about. So Grock is Elon's AI bot that uses Twitter. ChatGPT is something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you asked me what happened with Grock. I'm saying is that what happened with Grock last night?
Well, it did. didn't happen with both last night. You were talking about ChatGPT, so I don't know. But Grok last night went like full Hitler.
Yeah, I did. No,
they shut it down. They shut it down.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't see that.
It's back, but they shut it down for a while, try to recalibrate, give him a little stern talking.
Wow. Interesting. Can't say I'm surprised, to be honest.
WNBA has a full schedule of games throughout the summer, with games scheduled on weekdays and weekends, including some during the day. The daytime games are often scheduled to accommodate summer camps and other daytime events. Well, that makes sense. You have a bunch of campers, you get a chance to take them to see an Indiana Fever game or another game. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Today's WNBA schedule included Seattle at Connecticut at 8 a.m. Oh, this has to be West Coast time because it says Golden State at Indiana at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
That was noon. So the Seattle game was at 11 a.m. though.
Yeah.
Still early. I love it. Give me more regular, non-holiday, weekday, afternoon games in all sports. It's why I like I'll watch a PSG game today, a Club World Cup game, because it's not competing with Below Deck.
For sure. Do you remember that was like the one bright side of the pandemic? Because all these games would get pushed behind, got COVID on Saturday or Sunday, they couldn't play. So then all of a sudden, the Steelers, you have to wait 3 days. The Steelers are playing the Cowboys
football game
at like 2:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. Yeah, it was awesome. There was games going on all the time. Everybody had COVID the whole time too. It's great. Hawk, I'm not gonna lie.
Somebody texts in. You see what happened at the Jumbo Shrimp game. So last night, the Jumbo Shrimp, I forget who they're playing. Jumbo Shrimp are up to bat. The pitcher for the other team is about to deliver the pitch, and a gigantic bolt of lightning hits right near the ballpark. So, you know, you ever been around the lightning when it just cracks and came out of nowhere because it wasn't raining, and the pitcher jumped and stopped his motion. And everyone on the field jumped and stopped. But then the ump had to call him for a balk. He stopped his motion. It brought a runner home from third.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm watching it right now.
Yeah.
But isn't there like a lightning rule?
Well, they weren't in a lightning delay. This was like a wayward lightning.
Crazy. Doesn't seem right, though. I mean, if there's thunder, you hear the thunder.
If you stop your motion, you stop your motion.
Reminds me of a play in soccer. This happened a couple years ago in like a second division professional league somewhere in Europe, where a fan ran onto the field and a player kicked the fan, took him out on the field, and the referee gave him a red card because the rule is violence on the field means you get a red card.
Interesting.
So the referee was just following the rule of the game.
Well, rule's a rule.
Rule's a rule. Hawk, I'm not going to lie, man. Like, there really aren't many headlines. I genuinely, this is not a case of me being unprepared. I went through, several different websites, and I have some links and stuff that I wanted to get to later on in the show. But in terms of, like, what's going on, the Miami Heat won yesterday in Summer League. Pelle Larsson had himself another great game. Keyshawn Johnson really did have a good game as well. But Yakuchonis struggled. Yeah. And then the Marlins are playing tonight. But that's pretty much it for like your local headlines. There aren't any Dolphins notes today. There's really not much going on in the NBA either. Joker reportedly is not going to sign his Supermax extension with the Denver Nuggets. That's kind of interesting. But that's pretty much it. Kind of like a slow headline day in sports.
Time of year. Yeah. Hence why I was watching WNBA at noon.
Did Woody text you back regarding the...
I haven't texted him yet. I was going to wait till the commercial break.
All right, cool. I did want to mention that Sinner beat the American Shelton today in the men's bracket singles of Wimbledon. Kind of a bummer just because you felt maybe like the American was going to be able to break through, but he was not against the world's number one player.
All right.
All right. Your weather, hot. No chance for a balk due to thunder. It's like 90 plus degrees right now. My area tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. Hawk, that is your weather.
You know, white chocolate has no chocolate in it. There is no cocoa in white chocolate. It's just a name, white chocolate.
Jason Williams?
But it tastes exactly the same as something with cocoa, right?
You're telling
me. Go ahead. Admit it. You've never had white chocolate. Admit it.
You're telling me that white chocolate doesn't have chocolate in it.
Correct. Just like chocolate lava cake doesn't have lava in it.
And you're upset. You're upset at me for thinking that white chocolate and milk chocolate taste similar. I mean, how does that make any sense?
Yeah.
White chocolate is milk chocolate. I don't think I'm wrong about this. I don't think I'm wrong about this.
But do you understand that cocoa constitutes chocolate?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm telling you that white chocolate has no cocoa in it. It's just a name given to the texture of that white candy.
I'll do a little bit of research. That's crazy.
Well, just admit that you've never had white chocolate. There's no way anyone who's ever had white chocolate could think it tastes like milk chocolate. So why don't you
admit you've never had
white chocolate?
I have had white chocolate, but maybe while consuming it, I just wasn't really like paying attention to what I was consuming.
Right. A lot of times, like you'll eat a hamburger and then later on in the evening, you'll say, man, that was a delicious BLT I had, because you weren't really paying attention to what you were consuming.
I don't understand. Your white chocolate is made from cocoa butter, a fat from the cocoa bean, sugar and milk solids like milk powder. It does lack cocoa solids. You're right. Which are the key components that give dark and milk chocolate their characteristic color and flavor.
And flavor.
All right. I've never had white chocolate.
We know. It's so very obvious. All right. Anything else?
I think that's all I've got.
Anything else?
That's all I got for you this segment.
Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Our friend Zach Gelb can be heard nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City every Wednesday. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is joining us now. Hello, Gelby.
What's going on? It's good to be Solana these days, by the way.
Very good to be Solana. He's on top of the world. He's got no correct takes. He told us in the first segment that white chocolate and milk chocolate are the same exact thing. And obviously, if you've ever had white chocolate, you know that they are not the same thing. They don't taste anything similar. But regardless.
Are we talking Jason Williams? What are we talking about?
He was talking Jason Williams. I was talking actual talk. Because today happens to be National Sugar Cookie Day.
Let me tell you, there is never a day that this show misses. And also, I'm surprised by how many days that we have. But the reason why I said it's a good day to be Solana, I saw online today that his fiance is a CEO. So, like, Solana found the sugar mama. Nice for him.
She's the CEO? What is she a CEO of?
She is the CEO of her own business. She's starting a business, and she's the CEO. It's just what I called her. But, yeah. Oh.
Right. Congratulations.
Well, I'm the CEO of this show. Congratulate me, Gelb.
Well, I don't know. There's a pecking order now. I heard you on Stu Gotts. You're starting to push yourself right out the door is what I was told.
Maybe I'm the CEO of that show. I'm the CEO of something.
The CEO of great food. Let's be real. You are the food guy in radio.
I am the food guy in radio. You never know what you're going to get on this show. Let me jump into heat, though. I'm going to jump into the heat so that that we don't waste all your time, because Monday they got Norman Powell, and that felt like a very good acquisition to me. And I know you're high on the Knicks, and a lot of people are high on the Knicks because the East is seemingly weak next season. But where do you think the Heat are with Tyler Hero and Norman Powell in your backcourt? And you've still got Bam, and maybe Andrew Wiggins turns out to be better than he was last season. You've got Khalil Ware. Like, all of a sudden, this addition of Norman Powell, which seems like a subtle addition at best, to me, gives me a lot of hope for the Heat next season.
Yeah, it was nice of Pat Riley. I saw him at a Bruce Springsteen concert to get moving and grooving and shaking and start getting some talent actually back to South Beach, which was nice. So I'm for the Norman Powell move, and also a little motivation there. I don't think they got a new contract done yet. If they did, maybe I missed it, but some motivation for him. I think this is another a good player who kind of fits the Heat culture and is gritty, and it does improve the Miami Heat for this upcoming season from where they are, but it kind of keeps them in that spot of they could be good. They're not very good. They're not great. They're not elite. But as you said, the East is open. So this kind of is a move that gives them a chance to move out of the play-in tournament and maybe in to that 6 or 5 seed spot in the Eastern Conference.
Hawk, you were out last week, but Gelb came on, and we did have a bit of a back and forth regarding Pat Riley.
Yeah,
and
I schooled him.
His lack of, I don't know about that. His lack of, Gelb got so upset, he called me Little Solana at one point. All of a sudden.
Gelby, you know, I mean, all these New York Knicks fans hate what Pat Riley did to them. They'll never forget
Against Pat Riley. I'm a big Pat Riley fan. I just think the time of the game has kind of passed them by, and Solana can't say that, so that's fine. Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, Gelb, check your facts. I faxed you over something. Go ahead and check.
That was a good job. That's another reference that's like 25 years ago. You know, were you even alive for that, Solana?
I wasn't actually, but no joke. The fact that he was able to get Norman Powell, I'm not saying he's a superstar. Yeah. Maybe should have been an all-star last year, and he didn't even give up, you know, a rotation player. He gave up two guys who weren't going to see the court next year.
Criminally low.
How does that happen? Like, where does that come from what are the Utah Jazz doing? Like, what are people saying about this trade? Because I know nationally it's probably not the biggest move. It's not the sexiest move. But in reality, like, the Heat just got a starter, a really good starter, coming off his best season on a playoff team for nothing.
Yeah, I think it's just because maybe people are I'm not skeptical of Norman Powell. I think we know what he is at this stage of his career. But it's clear that the contract was an issue there and they wanted to get back something. But what did they get back? Like, to your, when I read the return, I said, oh, Solana's going to be happy because this is a good pivot move, right? The water was about to go over Pat Riley's head. He was treading this offseason. It wasn't looking good. You don't get the big fish of Kevin Durant. And now guys like Tobin and Solana will say they never wanted Kevin Durant whatsoever, which you all knew that they actually did at the end of the day. And now you get Norman Powell. So it's a solid move. If you're a Heat fan, you put lipstick on the pig. That's what you ended up doing. I don't mean that in a negative way.
It's more than that, though, isn't it? The Miami Heat had a successful offseason.
They had a better offseason than where it was.
They gave up
after
no
Durant.
Assets.
Yeah, it's
got
a solid offseason.
Starting guard, a good starting guard. How's that not a successful offseason?
So when I say successful, I should be jumping up and down like a fat kid at a candy store. You know, Norman Powell, I like. It's a good move. It was highway robbery by Pat and the Miami Heat. But does you look at the Heat and do you say to yourself, oh, this is a top three team in the Eastern Conference? Is this even a top four team in the Eastern Conference?
Are
I think
they
it could
a top
be five
four
or
team?
Six.
I think they could potentially be a top four team with all the injuries the other teams are facing, with what Boston's going through and Indy. I kind of feel like, I mean, this is obviously a chance for Orlando to show that they're
Detroit too,
like Detroit as
Atlanta.
Well. But I kind of feel like Miami could be a four seed in the East.
Atlanta had a good offseason. They're in the mix of teams that maybe you could expect more out of last year to see who climbs, I guess, to the top inside of that. But are they anywhere close to getting back to the NBA Finals? I would say no, but there's now a reason to watch the Miami Heat this year. Like, if they went into this season.
So that's a successful offseason.
Sure, if that's how you want to say it. And
I boxed you into a corner, but I happen to be right on this. It was a successful offseason. As silly as it sounds, when you missed on Kevin Durant, and you ostensibly miss on Giannis, you know, if there were any thoughts that he was going to demand a trade. When you miss on A-list guys and you come away with no one but Norman Powell and a draft choice, Jakachonis, you would probably
who
go,
I like.
Huh. But you see what he is in summer league? It's like one of 15 in summer. He's like
it's
one
summer
of
league. Who gives a rat's field. Ass? Yeah. But I liked Agreed. Him when he that year he was at Illinois, and I talked to Brad Underwood about him and all that. But
my greater point was, you gave up no assets, no future draft picks, and you ended up with a starting guard who's really well-respected in the league. That's a successful offseason.
Fine. It's not unsuccessful. And I know that people are probably going to get annoyed about me, and they'll say whatever. I don't really give a crap at this stage of my career. I'm just saying there's different levels of success, I guess, is the best way to say it. And it was a successful offseason so far for the Miami Heat, but it wasn't this booming successful offseason, which I thought they could have. Now, maybe that ends up happening next year. Maybe there's something that happens at the trade deadline. They're still looking for a star, and they don't have the star.
Let's say they had gotten Kevin Durant. Would you immediately say, oh, they're a championship contender?
If you would ask me if they're a top four team in the East, I would say that they're a top four team in the East. Now, being a top four team in the East may not mean you're a championship contender this year. If we're just being fair.
Because I wonder, and what does that mean for Houston, by the way, looking at the West? Like, what does
they are a championship
they
contender.
They were already good.
Yeah, they were the number two seed last year in the Western Conference. And talk about giving up little. You gave up one young player who, let's be real, is not all that and still has a lot to go. And Ime Udoka and Durant had that relationship. You look at the Western Conference, everyone, West and East, are chasing the Oklahoma City Thunder. After that, I would say yes, in at number two are the Houston Rockets. And then three, I would even go with Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. And here's why. That team was not ready last year going into the postseason. They got rid of their coach and their GM 3 games before the postseason started. And they took the eventual champions to 7 games with a team that was not well-equipped to go on a run. So I think Denver would be the third best team in the West.
What's the more compelling NBA toxic relationship right now, failing relationship, at the very least, you know, on the surface level? Is it Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks? Every day it seems like we're getting a report about – how they're on the outs and they're trying to do everything they can to woo Giannis back in. Or now all of a sudden reports that Joker isn't going to sign the extension in Denver. I mean, they fired their GM. They fired their head coach a week before the postseason. He was literally coaching the team and just looked like very disinterested when I don't even know the coach's name. I forgot his name when he Adelman. Was talking. Which one to you seems like it's on the outs more right now?
I have no belief that Joker's going to leave. The way I read the articles, I think he makes $70 million more if he waits till next year. So that will be fun for us in July when there's nothing to talk about to kind of say, oh, is Nikola Jokic going to leave? Especially when the owner was sitting up there and just involuntarily talked about his biggest fear is one day having to trade Nikola Jokic, which was stupid then and it's even dumber now. And it will add more fuel to that fire. Giannis, I think, is going to be there to start the season. For the last 5 years, and I've been, you know, kind of boots on the grounds with Milwaukee on this and being the one national radio host to try to keep Giannis in Milwaukee. Every year this comes up and there's speculation. He plays into it. He just wants the team to do something. And it's like, I don't think Norman Powell is this big move, but Giannis wanted it. So to me, if that means that gets your star to say, not Norman Powell, Miles Turner. Thank you. If that gets him to stay, then that is a big move, even though Miles Turner isn't this great player in the NBA. I think Giannis is staying at least to start this season, and I think he'll be there through the deadline, and then we'll go through the song and dance this time again next year. And then you look at Nikola Jokic. I don't think he's leaving Denver anytime soon.
Did you watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest from Coney Island on the 4th?
I did. And
have you ever gone?
No, I have not, but Badlands Booker I was with a few weeks ago.
Oh, do we love Badlands Booker. He's been on the show a million times. Love that
Great
guy.
Dude. Yeah. Joey Chestnut, I'll tell you. Watching both the men and the women try to eat these hot dogs, it is a tough watch. It looks painful, if I'm just being honest.
The glizzies, because we know you won't even eat a street glizzy.
Well, I don't think those are street glizzies either.
Yeah. Oh, Nathan's.
Nathan's.
How far are you from Coney Island? Would you ever go to Coney Island?
I was supposed to go like 5-6 years ago for a friend's birthday who's born on July 4th, but for whatever reason, we just never made it out there.
You've never been to Coney Island?
No.
Wow.
Because what is it? It's just some almost like the Jersey Shore boardwalk, like Ocean City boardwalk.
Literally the exact same thing. And they have Nathan's obviously, but then they have like some roller coasters and mini golf. Like it's
you got the Cyclone.
Thing.
Don't they have the Cyclone at
the Brooklyn Cyclones? Yeah. Yeah, I've never been to a Brooklyn Cyclones game, which is surprising. I'm a New Yorker that went to Margate in the summer, and I'm going down there again this weekend just because my dad had so many friends from Philadelphia, and also. You know, there's so many beaches on Long Island that, I never felt like I needed to go on Long
Island. Stephen Cookies in Margate?
Not only Stephen Cookies, I'm getting fat this weekend. I've been so healthy this week.
Oh.
Thursday, Stephen Cookies. Friday, Chef Vola's.
Mm. Let's go. Get to the Ocean City Boardwalk and get yourself a little Manco and Manco pizza.
Maybe a little bit too far for me.
Get yourself some crab fries. Come on, do it upright. Get a funnel cake. Do it the right way.
I will say, I think... I love Instagram because of Mark Hochman's food photos that you constantly post.
Today on Instagram, you got to see me watching an Indiana Fever game at noon.
I did.
At a parlay working. I lost both legs of the parlay.
You, when I think of the WNBA, I think of Mark Hochman.
If they gave me more Wednesday noon games, they'd have a built-in fan because there's nothing else on.
Move over Matt Mervis. You're out. Caitlin Clark in.
I thought you were going to say, move over Matlock. The door watching it on Wednesday because the Indiana Fever are here. Zach Gelb, the Infinity Sports Network, WFAN Studios in New York, and our friend. Have a great day. We appreciate it. We'll speak with you next week.
You got it. Jimmy also doesn't look happy with me today. Jimmy looks miserable
Jimmy
in this day.
Like Zach Gelb?
Of course I do.
Okay. I don't know. Jimmy, I just, every time I was speaking, it looked like he was taking off the headsets and wasn't happy with me.
Had a little disdain for you, it did seem like.
Yeah. That's fine. I love Jimmy. I honestly, Hochman, Crowder, Solana, push him out. This should be the Jimmy show.
I love you too.
Look at that. It came together at the end.
Adorable.
There was an issue and they got it all worked out. They squashed it at the end. All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hochman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.